Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
There's no closed doors between he and I as far as what we can and cannot talk about. We talk about everything. The girth part of a man's cock for me, and I know a lot of women, is really, that's the money right there, people. Is Cowboy in your dom? If so, he needs to beat your ass a little more. You're obviously spoiled.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. All right, I'm going to jump right into it. So I had to get going on recording a new podcast rather quickly. I'm dying right now with the previous podcast that's been sitting there for a few days. Actually, I think it's up over the weekend. I'm kind of losing my mind. That last one that I posted, I just want to rip that down. I'm so dying on the vine right now because that's painful. The whole, you know, me getting down the rabbit hole and I guess I'm getting into what I said I would in the first place. It's a bitch. I hate doing it. And since I haven't done it enough, it's just a crazy, unsorted mess. So I'll tell you that. I don't know that I've cleared up a lot since I posted that. However, I am moving forward, thank God. And hopefully I'm going to put out a lot of podcasts and bury that motherfucker. Otherwise, I'm going to want to rip it down, but I'm going to leave it there. Anyhow, so this podcast is going to be really fun because I got, after I did the podcast with Cowboy N and BE and D, I got a slew of questions that was generated from each one of those. And so I thought, well, instead of doing how am I going to kind of field all this? I'm just doing today's podcast is just solely about the guys and the questions that I have, that you guys have at, rather, from that, about them and the podcast that we did. So I'll go ahead and jump right in, and I'm going to be my little lead off. We'll be with BE, and we'll start with him. So the first question is, BE sounds like a switch. Are you prepared to handle a guy like that? And can you appreciate a guy like that? Well, that's a good question. I wouldn't disagree with that. I think that he is a switch. There's some definite parts of him that are, absolutely, you know, and he said it. And if you've listened to us talk, you know, cause we do have some podcast, more than one, he's a dominant guy. He's not somebody that you would say, oh, that's a wimp. No, I mean, he's a dominant guy, but he absolutely does have part of him that, you know, can switch it up. And it's interesting because that plays off the part of me that is very dominant. So, boom, I can just pick up on that really quickly and jump right in and take that, you know, to where we both need it to be. I enjoy that. I enjoy that. That's a unique aspect about him. I don't think it takes away from it. It doesn't take away from anything about him that's, you know, masculine and all that. It's just a different, you know, you kind of flip the book on the other side and say, well, what's over here? You know, I know what's on the surface and what's on the top, but what, you know, if we flip it over, you know, do we find the same thing? And I guess to go back to the question, you know, can I appreciate a guy like that? Absolutely. I can, and I do, you know, and it also allows, a very unique and, a desirable outlet for me. You know, I have to kind of think about, you know, where am I at most of the time? And you know, the person that's opposite me, complimenting me, you know, if I don't have an outlet for my, you know, to just every once in a while bring that, bring the masculine energy that I have that I use, you know, every day in business. If I can't, you know, bring that sometimes into the bedroom, you know, I have to ask myself, okay, am I okay letting that go? You know, what's the trade? You know, what do I get if I don't do that? And, you know, what's so fun about BE is that I can play both sides of the fence with him, and it doesn't detract, you know, from one or the other. So as an example, I would say we definitely D and Cowboy, and I mean, they don't have any submissiveness in them. Clark, he is more, you know, he's not in the dominant realm. He is more like, you could get him there, but that's going to be once in a blue moon. He's really more on the, you know, submissive side. And so it's interesting how, you know, as I've met people along the way, and you start to see, you know, kind of which way they lean and what their preference is, BE is the only one that really can kind of straddle the fence. And I can straddle the fence too. So I like, yes, I can. Can I appreciate that? Abso-fucking-lutely. Yes, I can. It's hot. It's sexy. And, you know, I love that. I love that about him. Okay. Next question. BE seems perfect for you. Why aren't you just seeing him? Well, just to kind of maybe hit on some of the things that you're seeing, there is a great, I mean, he is, you know, do I say someone's perfect for me? BE is pretty darn close. There's a nice, we have a really great, amazing dynamic. I am super comfortable. I mean, just, let me think if I can just sum it up really quickly. There's a comfort. There's a trust. I trust this guy. Like, I just don't worry about what he says, the way he handles himself, represents himself. You know, there's just this trust and mutual respect that is what you need. I mean, you know, you need that. You need that between two people, you know, if you're really, really going to be intimate. And so, I mean, when I say, is somebody perfect for me, I don't know that anybody's, you know, just dead on perfect. And that would be the same for him too. I'm sure, you know, I don't know if anybody, you know, conversely, I don't know if anybody's just dead on perfect or if anybody can be absolutely perfect for someone else. However, I think there's a lot about, I agree, right, with this question that, you know, there's a, when they're saying, why aren't you just seeing him? Well, that is a good question. There's a lot about BE that's just really complimentary to me, my life, my background, his background, just everything kind of comes together and works well. And if this was a normal scenario where I'm just a gal kind of dating guys one-on-one, you know, that would I be latching onto him? Of course. Absolutely. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So I don't know if I really answered that question. It's hard to address while I'm still, you know, just kind of freewheeling it. But no doubt about it, you know, he has all the right criteria. And for any woman, just universally, there's things about him that universally women want. So yeah, he's definitely special. He's very unique. Okay. Let's see the next question. Okay. So, BE said, relationships come down to trust. Do you trust him and do you think he trusts you? That's weird. Okay. Well, kind of interesting that I just kind of got a little bit into the trust issue. Do I think they come down to trust? Do relationships come down to trust? Yes. This is the big definer here. The big defining moment. Like, can you trust somebody or can you not? It's really hard. That's just something that you over time you establish that. And I trust, you know, to answer this question, do I trust him? Absolutely. I trust him with, yes, I trust him implicitly. You know, I know that he's a good guy. He'll do the right thing. He's not the kind of person that would string you along or, you know, be dishonest with you. He's going to do things with a certain level of integrity. And, I'm not going to have to worry about that. I don't have to second guess where his intentions are. And let's see, what's the second part of that question? Do I think that he trusts me? Well, I hope so. I mean, shoot, I think I believe he trusts me. I believe what may be unsettling for him, and I'm just guessing here, based on our conversations and based on, you know, our history together, what could be or can be unsettling a little bit is obviously the obvious. Me doing this and what I've been doing and the way in which we met and you know the context in which we've been seeing each other, you know, with me doing this stuff and seeing other people and documenting it and everything. I think that there's parts of that that are unsettling and I would feel the same if the roles were reversed, because it's unusual and it's just not in the norm. The next thing is, you know, does he trust me? I hope so. I mean, while it's unsettling, the dynamic potentially is, you know, or has been or can be. I got a podcast. I'm talking about this stuff. You know, he can listen. We talk. I mean, you know, there's no closed doors between he and I as far as what we can and cannot talk about. We talk about everything. There's nothing I wouldn't do my best to tell him, explain to him. And I love that. I love being able to go deep with somebody. And it's good because, you know, that's the way life is. The world works on that premise. It operates that way. You know, you're going to have things where you're unsure and you just need to be able to feel comfortable and confident with the other person that, you know, you can say anything to them and that they're going to handle it well and then address you and openly, and you're going to be able to ask them whatever you feel you need to know. And I believe wholeheartedly that, you know, he and I have that type of connection and understanding and appreciation of each other. So
I do believe that he trusts me. I haven't given him any reason not to. So I'm going to ask him though. This has got me thinking, like, oh, I wonder why this person like threw that out there. That's kind of a zinger. Okay. Next one. What do you enjoy most about your sex life with BE? Well, I just appreciate his openness, his willingness to explore. You know, in many ways, he's probably the one person that maybe lines up with me as far as being the most just sort of inexperienced. That's not a bad way to put it, but just, you know, we both kind of had these bouts with celibacy. His was longer than mine. And where we weren't really in our I'm a sexual being kind of mode. And, you know, and so just to have somebody that sort of kind of came through that the way I did, and now all of a sudden we've kind of realized what's important and we're out there exploring that. You know, it's there's a lot of parallels. And so that's very interesting. And being able to approach it from the same perspective and then also push boundaries and come back and talk to each other about it and what we're experiencing and, you know, shared experiences as well as separate experiences. I mean, you know, there's no taboos. There's nothing we can't discuss with each other and really kind of get into it and delve a little deeper. So, he's fun, you know, and it's with our sex, the actual sex acts and stuff. I mean, he's fun. He's physical. He can do, you know, he'll play both sides of the coin. He can be aggressive, assertive, you know. I mean, we're out on a date. I mean, he's the man. I'm not opening my own doors or paying my own bills or what, you know. I mean, like, I'm with a man. And then there's other sides of him that are, you know, can be more submissive. And I can, like I said, channel my, just my more aggressive side and bring that into it without it being like, without me worrying that I'm setting the standard. Cause I, you know, just as a general rule, I don't want to be the man in the bedroom. I mean, But to be able to go there and do that and have that be, you know, a part of what we experience together is great. And also just that we're both open to trying new things and, like, you know, going to swingers parties and sex in public, and just a lot of our bucket list items kind of line up. So to be able to experience that together with somebody that you really trust and care about and that you have this great chemistry with is awesome. Okay. This is a good one. I'm gonna say it and I'm gonna think about it for a second. It says, BE said he wants to be married. Would you marry him? Okay, let me have a moment of pause here. Damn it. I wish I had a glass of wine to like take that sip first before I answer this. BE is absolutely, without a doubt, 1000% marriage material. Hands down. And I think it's interesting that we're both, since we haven't been married, we're both kind of at that point where we're saying, hey, that's the M word is not like a scary, weird thing for me. I would totally go there. And, you know, he's said that to me, and I agree. I've said it back, you know, if it's right, it's right. And I would do it. And just hypothetically speaking, with somebody like him, it would be fun, and you'd be with
just a great guy and a wonderful, attentive, thoughtful, caring, loving person who was also, you know, a great sexual match for you. You know, so there's a lot of good things, you know, that check on a personal level that would check those boxes off. So, it's weird. This is a weird question for me to answer. It's just weird. But, you know, honestly, I mean, absolutely. Is that the kind of, you know, just generically speaking, is he the kind of guy that I would seek out and say, that's marriage material? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you can tell from the way I write about him, listening to him, you know, yes, he is that kind of guy. So anybody, any woman that is able to, would be able to, you know, consummate that kind of relationship with him would be very, very, very lucky. Okay, next one. Oh, phew, I think I'm sweating a little bit after that. Okay, hope I handled that well. Let's see. Describe in detail what kind of lover he is and what he does best. Well, he's very passionate and very attentive and strong and handsy, and he's a great kisser. And, you know, when you're with him as a woman, you know, like you're the only woman in the room. And he's just full on focused on and into you. And it's genuine. It's not an act. It's not any bullshit. That is who he is at his core. And that makes any red-blooded female feel like a million bucks. It just truly is. I give him the same in return. You know, I hope that when we're together, he can say the same about me, because he deserves absolutely dead on the same. And he's, he always goes out of his way to be forward thinking, to plan things. I mean, your date is planned out. You have candles and music and a guy that is dressed amazing, looks amazing, smells amazing. I mean, it's like everything as a female you know, all that hypothetical you had in your mind, that's who you're going out with. That guy. You're going out with that guy. So, just that part of it is amazing. And then, I know the question is what kind of a lover he is, but this is part of it. I mean, this is the foreplay part. A lot of guys don't get this shit. I don't know why. They don't have to, you know, but BE does it naturally. And sometimes it doesn't, you know, if it comes natural or not, we kind of don't know. If you're just putting in the effort, it's going to be duly noted. And so as far as being, the lover part of it, or, you know, seducing or all that, I mean, he's great at that, because the foreplay has started, you know, when you first planned your date. It's every day when he sends you a text and just, you know, or calls and wants to know how you're doing. And then, you know, how are you? And I miss you. And I was thinking about you. It's always something that you just go, damn. And so by the time you do come together and you are getting physical, you know, you're sopping, your panties are just sopping wet because he just got you. I mean, you know, he did the upfront work. He really, really did. And then you couple that with him being physically attentive and adventurous and wanting to please you. I don't know. I mean, I think I'm selling myself on this right now. It's like, Jesus, you don't get much better than that. It's truly, truly amazing. And that's why, I mean, really, when I called him, when I gave him that nickname, you know, B.E., there's no better name for him. There is no better name. He is truly the boyfriend experience. The boyfriend experience that most women, when we're honest, we get our little girly brains going, this is what we want. And that's him. And then with the, you know, with the great sex and also just being open and willing to do things. I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, he'll let me, if we said, okay, let's be together one-on-one, and that was our primary dynamic, I could see other people. I mean, there's so much room and ways to go with him. And you're always going to feel very, very loved, you know. There's just no other way to put it. So there we go. There's BE. Okay. Now let's move on to D. Okay. So of course the first question is, I did get this question. And I don't have an answer because I haven't taken the measurements yet, but the question is, how big is D's dick? I'm going to find out soon. And I mentioned that before, like we have a, you know, a time frame to see who we're going to be seeing each other. And I already said, I got to answer this question. I need to know. I'm curious. I mean, shoot, I don't know. Like how long, you know, wide around is it? But the interesting thing is, it really does. I mean, it's unique. You know, his cock is unique in the fact that it is so thick, and that does the girth part of a man's cock for me, and I know a lot of women, is really, that's the money right there, people. It just to be totally filled up like that, because although, you know, obviously vaginas are tight, when you're, you know, when you get, I notice when I'm super charged up and super turned on, I mean, I'm so wet, and it's just, everything is just, I mean, I can get over wet, you know, like where now somebody's kind of slip sliding around. When it's super, super thick, it doesn't matter. There isn't any slip sliding around. It's still just nice, firm, constantly solid, filling friction. So it's hot. It's damn fucking hot. And you know, it's a unique experience. And if I would say to the ladies out there, if you haven't been with somebody that's super, super girthy, try it. Try to, you know, if you can, or if you have the leeway, or get a dildo that's really, really, you know, thick like that, because I never experienced that before him. And I never thought to just get a big, thick dildo. I don't know. Who knows? But I didn't. And it's a different feeling. It's just like, you know, it's like when you are, you know, getting a DP or something like that, which I've never had, but obviously I can do that with toys and think I can sort of create that same effect with toys, but that just sort of like every, it just like all, any little space or any, area to push out or, you know, any extra room gets taken up. And then you start getting sensations in places where, because you weren't getting that amount of pressure, you didn't have before, didn't feel. So it's fucking pretty hot. So, but I hopefully will have a measurement and actual numbers, you know, pretty quickly. And then I will throw that answer into a podcast as soon as I can. Okay. Let's see. This is a kind of a serious question. Okay. You got bothered by the N word. This is part of interracial relationships to some extent. Could you handle that if you guys were a couple? You know, it's a consideration. It's something that I certainly hadn't experienced. And when I did the podcast with Dee, I was talking about that, how that bothered me. And I don't know, you know, other than since we've been together and we go out and we do that, I haven't noticed it overtly, but I really did take issue when, you know, when that word was used, and obviously it could happen again. I don't know how I'd feel, you know, as a couple, you know, if that was just kind of came up. I don't think it comes up a lot, but if it came up from time to time, you know, it'd probably take me a while to not have that get my goat, you know, not have that really bother me, hurt my feelings, more so because if I like somebody, I am like a fierce protector. I'm wired very, I like who I like. And when I like you, I have your back. So, you know, to that note, it's hard for me if I'm with somebody and if I feel like they don't have my back, because I just automatically do. Whatever is, you know, it doesn't matter. I'm automatically, they know they can count on me. I'm automatically going to land on their side. If anybody, you know, comes at them directly to me, let's say behind their back or says something. And so, you know, to not, like, that's one of my big turnoffs. It's like, if I don't get that consideration from the other party, that just doesn't work. And, you know, I think with this, it's a complete new realm for me. So I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I would get through it. Let me just put it that way. Obviously, I'm not trying to say that I wouldn't, you know, be in a one-on-one relationship because of that, but I'd have to definitely talk to him about it and be honest about it and say, shit, you know, like, this is, I don't know how I'm going to handle this. I might lose my shit a couple times. And then at some point I'll probably simmer down and I'll see that, you know, it's really going to be driven, that those responses would be more driven by my protectiveness of him and my care and concern for him. And, you know, he's probably over there like, none of that shit would probably bother him, but it would just bother me. And then once I got used to it, you know, then, again, I know that would be few and far between because we're just in a different era. However, you know, there might be a few times, like I said, before I kind of just learned how to handle it better for me. But that's an interesting question, a good question. And I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. It says, D said that you fucking run and so do other guys. Have you stopped that? I think so. Yeah. I think I have, for sure. I have mellowed with that. I mean, look, sometimes it can't be helped. You have early morning. People have early morning. I kind of prefer to wake up in my own bed at the start of the day. It's easier for me because I usually try to get up early, A, usually around 5 a.m. And then B, you know, just I have a, you know, I want to get on the treadmill. I want to get to yoga. I mean, there's things I try to get some work done. There's things I try to do in the early morning hours. It's sort of my little, just, you know, time of solitude before the day really gets going and I can putter a little bit. So to not be at home and then if I, you know, if I come rolling in and, you know, I got my dogs waiting on me and then I'm trying to kind of almost play catch up. You know, I didn't get a chance for that little downtime in the morning, putter around, have some coffee, whatever, you know, do a little work on the, you know, on my computer and then get on the treadmill, that kind of stuff. I just, it throws me off a bit. So it, you know, I prefer to just start my day in my own bed, but that doesn't mean that I always have to. Sometimes I don't. And I am better with it. And I do like the sleepovers. I do like, you know, staying the night and the kind of cuddling in the middle of the night and all that fun stuff and the closeness. And, you know, I'm getting into it. I'll admit it. Yes. So I'm moving off of that and letting myself be a little more, I don't know, cuddly, I guess. Is that the right word? Anyway, yes. So I think I've kind of dialed that back a bit. Oh, what kind of lover is D? He's a good one. And again, you know, very attentive, very great kisser, good hands. I mean, you know, just strong and can, you know, move me around and dominate me. And then also, you know, just be, you know, knows what I like and how my body works. I mean, he's good. I'm pretty lucky that I don't, well, you know, I guess if anybody was bad at this point, they'd be gone. I mean, there's, you know what I mean? So like, it's probably safe to say everybody's, you know, we click and we jibe physically and, you know, and that's fun. And, you know, he's got a great body and nice big hands. I mean, he's from, you know, just the physical parts and the, you know, the way that we, you know, the positions we get into, they're always good and they're always satisfying. So, yeah, it's good stuff. Let's see. What's the last one here I have? You had D to your cabin. That seems like a big step. You know, how was that and what do you think about that? That's true. That was a big step. Officially, you know, D said was joking. He said, I came to your secret cab. And it's not a secret cabin. It's really like everything, I guess, has been kind of somewhat secret in the fact that I haven't, you know, it's kind of a big deal for me to sort of have somebody into my personal space. And I did do that, and D did that very well. And we had a lot, you know, a great time. And Tahoe's just, you know, one of my favorite places. It's where I really, Oh, gosh, just relax and feel like a different person, you know, like me, but 1,000% more relaxed. So it was cool to take him there. It was cool to have, you know, have that time with him. And, I really enjoyed it, and it wasn't weird at all. You know, I was okay with it. I was great with it. Obviously, I invited him. It was my idea. So, you know, I like that. You know, I mean, that's the normal part of, you know, being in a relationship with someone. you go and spend time at their space and they come and spend time at yours. So, you know, being able to do that was really nice. And also him getting to see kind of like that side of me. So that the Tahoe Layla, the way I am when I'm up there, and, you know, how I'm different, and it, you know, yeah, it was great. I really liked it. There's one more question. Last one is just what I like the most about D. You know what I like the most about him? I love that he's just, that he knows what he wants. He does. He really does. I'm a little envious of that. You know, I mean, he knows where he's at. He doesn't have any problem saying it or putting it out there. Like, there's no fear for him, it seems like. And where I am, you know, I still have to be mindful and pull myself out of my emotional chicken shit phases. And he's just like, no. I mean, he'll hit the nail right on the head for you. And he also doesn't mind saying what he sees in, you know, like what he sees you doing, you know, like, and I appreciate that. I appreciate him just kind of telling it like it is. Cause I tell it like it is, you know, and I don't have a problem. You know, I may ruffle a few feathers, but I'll put it out there. And boy, and he's that same way too. Just nice, just boom, nice and direct, puts it out there. And, you know, if you're paying attention and just listen to him, you're not going to be confused about where you stand, where you fall or don't fall. You know, I mean, he's great about being super, super upfront. So I definitely, and thought provoking. I mean, I love that, you know, he makes me think. And I'm not even getting into the physical stuff, because I've already told you he's extremely handsome. I mean, like, and, you know, just like could be in a magazine handsome, like that, you know, just, he's striking, he's handsome, and a good guy, and just, you know, you can talk to him and tell him anything, you know, and I do, you know, I'm able to do that. And it's nice that he's not, I'm more wishy-washy as I'm figuring things out, you know, he's not, he's just like, he's going to hit it straight square on the eyes. And I love that. You know, there's no pussyfooting around. He's just going to come right out and say it, tell you, and, you know, you're going to be dealing with it however you deal with it, you know, and that's okay with him. So I can just, someone like that just cranks my engine, you know, because I'm direct, and I like somebody else that's direct, and I can, you know, we can hit it on that level. And nobody gets offended, you know, it's not like, it's just nice. Yeah. So, how do I sum that up? You know, like what I like most about it? It's just that, man, the guy just, he knows who he is and he knows what he wants at this point in his life. And that's fucking sexy and it's hot. And I appreciate it. And a lot of women would. Okay. Now we'll move on to Cowboy N. So the first question I have for me about Cowboy N is, how do you make it work with the age difference? Well, how do I make it work with the age? Well, I mean, obviously it does. But do I notice it? Is it there? Does he? I mean, I'm sure we both notice it. You know, I mean, we have an age gap. There's nothing for me that, you know, there's nothing awkward about it. I don't really even think twice about it. Maybe he does more than me. I don't know. But where I will say it does come into play, it's just fundamentally, you're going to have differences when you've been on this earth alive, on the planet, walking around longer than somebody else has, you know, if there's a significant age difference. I don't see how that couldn't be. There's no difference between myself and then someone that's, you know, has the same age gap going up, you know, than me. And no matter what age you're at, you always feel like, you know a lot for where you are. And since that's constantly changing and evolving, we're on a bit of a different, I guess, evolutionary time frame, right? So our positions on things are different. I just basically, for me, you know, if there's anything that kind of comes up that where it's an, you know, where I go, well, that's just an age thing, or it's a difference in our, you know, our point of view because of our age difference, I just let it go. I mean, that's about it. I try not to harp on it. I mean, there's a couple things, you know, of course there's, I think the more he's more connected to, like, you know, social media and stuff like that, I just don't care. I'm just more private. I just don't want people to. I know. Hold on. I just that sentence just came out of my mouth, and I was like, okay, wait a minute. I'm doing what I'm doing anonymously. Okay, let's start with that. But as an example, you know, we'll be out and out to dinner, you know, and he's on his phone. I mean, I'll get on mine because I'm bored and I kind of don't have a choice. I'm like, well, if he's going to do that for a little bit, I'll do it too. But it's not, I don't do that with any of the other guys. We don't have our phones out. We don't give a shit about what's going on Facebook or Tumblr or, you know, or dating apps or whatever it is. I mean, when I'm out with someone, you know, other than him, I don't care if I even fucking look at my phone. And I don't need to. But so I would say that's probably that would be the one thing. And so how I make that work is I just basically ignore it. I mean, I don't know. I just ignore it. You know, you have to pick and choose your battles. When I first noticed that, I think I talked to my friend Joel about it the first time I noticed it. And I was like, whoa. I was saying some things like, I noticed this, at first I was irritated a little bit. And then I just thought, you know,
again, I'm a really firm believer is when someone shows you who they are, you know, you got to believe what you see. And so I had to make a decision at that point where, you know, was I just going to try to bitch at him about it or try to bring it up? I mean, no, because what's the point? You know, I mean, that's who he is. That's part of just who he is. That's what he does. And I need to sort of, now that I know that, I can kind of tailor my behavior around that and just deal with it that way. You know, like either A, it's like the choice was this, either A, don't do anything social with him. Don't go out to dinner. Just show up and fuck. That's one option, right? Or B, you know that that's something that, you know, is going to come up and he's going to do. So you just have to, either you can ignore it or not, right? And if you can't, then, you know, you go back to the A scenario where it's like, hey, well, let's not do anything social beforehand. I'll just show up and we can have sex, right? So that was kind of the, you know, the revelation there. But so I, you know, and maybe I got off on a little tangent there, but I think that really kind of addresses just with the age difference. You know, of course we're going to have different ways that we do things, deal with things. And, you know, we did grow up in a different generation. And so, you know, you can try to beat somebody up about it, or which is pointless, or you can just say, well, but, you know, that's the way that is. And how can I handle that? That's either A, going to make it work, or it's total deal breaker and it won't. So, yeah, I just roll with it, I guess. There's the long drawn out way of saying I just roll with it. And to be fair to him, I would suspect the converse of that is true too. You know, for him, there's certainly, it's not me trying to, you know, diss on him. I'm sure there's a long little list of things too. For me, you know, he would say that he makes concessions on or whatever for our age difference. And, you know, it's just really about kind of what's agreeable between two people or what they can and can't live with. Okay. Next question. I've read every blog post and heard both podcasts. Cowboy N seems so fun and great in bed. Why don't you snatch him up? Well, why don't I snatch him up? Okay. Well, I'll give you a long list of reasons. First of all, he's not snatchable, upable. How about that? We'll start with that. He's not available to be snatched. You know, he is younger and that's fine. That's great. That's it. You know, that, but, there'll be no snatching. That's especially with like me snatching a younger guy. That sounds so predatory. He is fun and he is great in bed. We do have as odd as the pairing is, we have this, I don't know what, I mean, it really, I'll just speak for myself. There's this very strong, strong draw. And then there's this great sex. And I can, you know, my sort of dynamic with him is very much like a roller coaster. It's up and it's down and it's up and it's down and it's up and it's down. And I could just be like, I fucking don't want to talk to him anymore. I'm done. And I'll be pissed. And then I'm just like, but see, I'm the kind of person that, because I don't dwell on shit. It's like, whatever comes up,
kind of like let it out, and then I'm done. And I move forward. And there's I don't know what it is. I mean, it's, you know, I can't sit here as I stand right now and say there's not for me some weird, inexplicable draw and connection to him. And it's more than just the sex. I mean, you know, the great, it is a big part of it. I'm not going to let you know, it's a big part of it. The sex is a big part of it. But, you know, there's just, I don't know. It's maybe it's that opposites thing that attract. There's something about him. It's like an itch you gotta keep scratching. And then you think you don't, and then you're like, ah, oh, fuck it. I'm gonna put some cream on that. I don't itch anymore. And then you do. It's like all of a sudden you're like, I gotta scratch that itch. So you know. And it's not just wanting the sex. It's like, you know, I want to see him. I want to be around him. It's the whole thing. It's the whole persona. So, you know, I don't know how to explain it. But, you know, going back to the question about snatching him up, I don't know either one of us is that's a consideration. it's just, you know, maybe we'll ride the wheels on that bus. We'll just ride this thing until the wheels come off the bus, you know, and then we're like, okay, we've gone as far as we can. That's that. So, you know, I don't know that I really answered that question. That's like a question. I'm like, I can't really touch that. I can't get into that. You know, without just revealing too much, I can't say why I don't snatch him up. It's just meant to be whatever it is and whatever we've been enjoying. And that's what we're doing. Okay. Next question. Because I probably just stepped my foot in it with that last one. Okay. Did you figure out what Cowboy N does that gets you in the zone? No. No, it's, I mean, I think I've generically kind of addressed it. It's that whole dominant thing. There's something in me that's super responsive to it. And, you know, what he really helped me realize or made me realize was the relationships that I've talked about, that I've referenced, you know, when I was younger and in my past, like, those were, I look back on that and go, those guys were dominant. And I found my way to being more submissive. And that's where that started. I didn't know what it was back then. I didn't recognize it or couldn't see it for that. Couldn't identify it at that because I just didn't know what I didn't know back then. But that's what the hell was going on. And so I was really starting to settle into that and like it. I just didn't, again, you know that's what it was. And having hindsight and retrospect, now I go, oh, bing, bing, bing. No wonder. And no wonder why I couldn't mimic that with other, you know, quote unquote nice guys, because it just didn't have, that's not the same dynamic you're going to get. And so I would try to chase that and recreate that. And I was trying to do that with the wrong people, the people that, not to their discredit, that's just not their personality, but I wasn't understanding it enough back then. So for, you know, when I'm with him, you know, especially sexually, I get just, it's really like a switch, and it kind of flips, and it's getting more and more, for me, pronounced. And especially the last time I saw him, it just, while there was a lot of friction and maybe there was a lot of friction there because I was getting to a different level with it. I was getting a little bit more like kind of ready to go to the next phase with it. And, now I get there a lot faster. You know, now it's like instantaneous. And, so gosh, what makes that, you know, what gets me into that zone? He does. It's really the person. It's the person that is, it's the dynamic and understanding between the two people, you know, that where I just get there and go there. So I know that's a little vague, I guess, but that's probably the best way I can answer it. And I hope at some point I have a better answer. Maybe I will never have a better answer. I don't know. But I do know that it really is person specific. And, you know, with him, I have it. Okay. All right. Let's see. Next question. Cowboy Ann has such a calm, cool confidence. He handles you perfectly. That is what you need. Why don't you see that? I love the little question, that big statement there, and then the small question at the end. Why don't I see that? Well, I never said I don't see that. He is, he is, he has a confidence and he's calm sometimes, most of the time. Yeah. I mean, actually I'm trying to think about this. Have I ever seen it? Yeah. I mean, he's calm, confident. I gotta beg to differ with that. He handles me perfectly. No, he doesn't handle me perfectly. But also that's a really tall order to put on anybody, you know, to say that you handle somebody perfectly. We butt heads a lot. So I would have to say, and you know, I don't know that that comes out to the people, you know, to the listeners. We do butt heads a lot. So, it's a two-way street. I don't handle him perfectly. He doesn't handle me perfectly. And that's okay. Uh-oh, my dogs are broken. Shh, shh. No. That's okay because, you know, whatever we get past it. But, I think, you know, if I'm sort of reading into this question here or kind of trying to, you know, infer what the person is writing about is, you know, am I the kind of person that needs kind of like a firm hand? Yes, I do. I need a no nonsense. I'm not going to take your shit, lady kind of person. Sometimes. Yeah. Because I can be a handful and I can be very, very, naughty, you know, and I get ornery and if I sense a weakness, you know, I might try to exploit it and capitalize on it. It's not on purpose. It's just my nature. But then also with him too, because, you know, I am going to test, there's somebody around that's, you know, dominant like that. I think subconsciously, you know, I'm going to be testing that. I'm going to be like, hey, I don't know, buddy. You know, like, yeah, let me see if I can get away with this. All right, now I'm going to try that. And, you know, boom, boom, boom. So yes, my personality needs somebody that's strong and calm and cool and confident. where, you know, he and I might get into trouble is when we start, if it ventures off that, and, you know, if there's any sort of like, we're going to go head to head on something, then you might have two sort of like dominant people. You know, my dominance is going to try to rise up a little bit and maybe test a little bit. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, I agree with that. With that statement, I do need, in my life, I do need somebody like that. That's confident and isn't going to take a lot of crap off me. But there is a give and take, and it can't be, you know, you can't go to the extreme with it. Otherwise, it just doesn't, you know, doesn't work. But I do agree that that type of person, you know, is good for me in the overall picture. Okay. And so I think we got that. Here's the last one about Cowboy N. Is Cowboy N your dom? If so, all right, let me start over here because I was speaking, but then reading ahead and I caught me off guard. Is Cowboy N your dom? If so, he needs to beat your ass a little more. You're obviously spoiled. okay, well, no, Cowboy Ann is not my dom. I don't have a dom. This is what, there's been all this debate, fucking crazy shit over a, you know, whether I have a dom, who's my dom, who's not my dom, you know, am I stealing someone else's dom? I mean, for fuck's sake, no, I don't have a dom. Okay. I don't truly know enough about that lifestyle and that dynamic. I'm just exploring it and finding out what works for me. That takes time, and it's not something you rush into, and I have taken my time with it, and I'm certainly grateful for what I've been able to experience with Cowboy Ann and how that's opened my eyes to a lot of stuff tremendously. And so the second part of this, that, you know, he needs to beat my ass a little bit more, blah, 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 because I'm obviously spoiled. Well, you know what? He can beat my ass all he wants. And I'm going to fucking love it. I love it. Is that going to cure me? You know, if someone thinks I'm spoiled, is that going to cure me from being spoiled? I don't think so. I don't know that I agree with the, am I spoiled or not? Who knows? It's just a word. I'm used to getting my way. I'm used to having my life run around me and be about me. And I certainly do like and reap the benefits of that structure. Does that make me spoiled? I don't fucking know. Maybe so. If I have to wear the spoiled label, fine, I'll take it. I don't care. That's not gonna, trust me, I'll put my head on my pillow tonight and sleep just fine. But does that mean that somebody, if under that dynamic, does somebody, you know, if I'm going to be in a dominant submissive relationship, does that person need to be really strong-willed And maybe are they going to have a little more work on their hands with me? It's possible. That's likely. But if I really wanted to go there and commit to that, I would do it. And I would find I would find the proper balance between what was expected of me and what I expected of that person. So that would be between that person and myself. And just as in any relationship is, it's about the two people involved and the ability of that dynamic to satisfy the needs between the two people. If it works, it works. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. So, you can say spoiled, what have you. But I think that Cowboy Ann just does a fairly good job at kind of getting my overall little quirks and idiosyncrasies and working around those and finds a way to get me to perform and behave. Let's just say I won't say outside the bedroom, but sexually in a way that I think we both like very much. I know I do. Anyway. Okay. So I think that's a great question to end on, and I'm going to leave it at that. This is a long session, and thanks everybody for the great questions. Keep listening, because I'm going to try to step my foot on the gas here and just start cranking out some more podcasts. I am backlogged on Q&A. I'll get to that. There's one question I wasn't able to answer about the, D's girth and length and all that. So hopefully I can get that out of him soon. I actually texted him. I said, could you just measure yourself? He's like, no, you do it. I'm the fluffer. I have to come on over he's not going to give up that information without me earning it. So that's okay though. I don't mind. That's a fair trade. I know I'll get what I like out of that. So, all right. Well, thanks everybody. And, keep your comments coming. Remember, I've just got a few more months, so don't hold back. All right. Take care. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend and make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com. And join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.